Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Hey, boys, I think we should, tell me if I'm wrong, I think we should take a poll from the text line and see if we should play mixtape again tomorrow so I could redeem myself.
Oh, haven't taken enough of a beating yet?
Because I'm, I don't think I've ever won mixtape. Have you, I?
You've it's never, a tough one to win, though.
You've never gotten a vote.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, he has a good point, though. It's more about getting one win versus winning the whole thing.
But I...
Nobody's ever picked your song.
No, that's true. Well, okay,
ever.
I think we should leave it up to the text line.
Let's leave it up to the text line.
Mixtape or...
No.
Family Feud?
No, it's not going to be either or. It's going to be, should we do mixtape
well,
or should we not
hum?
Do mixtape? Because I'm even worse
you
at
wanna,
Family
You
want to
do
Feud.
Hummers?
Hum a song for me.
I don't... Oh.
Do... Back in Black by AC/DC. What? Whoa.
How's that?
That's terrible.
Oh, well.
Perfect.
I've never
Do Beat It by Michael Jackson.
That's good.
He's in.
Yeah.
We'll do Hummers tomorrow.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but.
It's a game we haven't played in a long time.
Well, I'm in.
Do you want to describe it? So I will give you a list of songs.
And then
Scott
I have to
does
it.
Not know the songs.
That's right.
I give you the list, and it has to be a well-known song that anybody can think of just by the opening chorus.
It has to be a big hit. It has to be a big hit. Yeah, it has to be a big hit.
And you do your best to hum whatever portion of that song comes to your mind.
All right. Well, how would you guys hum Back in Black? I thought my rendition was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Somebody says, can we play mixtape so I can hear Michael Mackey get his ass kicked again?
It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to never have your song chosen.
Ever. Like, you've never won a round.
No, it's true. It's a sad commentary. And I've only won Family Feud once. Twice, but there's that asterisk exam that you always point out.
By the way, this time tomorrow we will be knee-deep in Festivus Friday. It is brought to you every Friday afternoon by Greenway Ford. It is a new day, a new way at the all-new Greenway Ford in Raytown.
Let's hope that the text line is a little bit nicer tomorrow for Festivus.
The Supreme Court today ruled in favor of Jack Daniels. This is a story we've been following here on the Dana and Parks program. The Supreme Court today ruled in favor of Jack Daniels in a trademark fight over poop-themed dog toys that resemble the company's famous whiskey bottles. The justices on a 9-0 vote.
Ooh, unanimous.
Ruled against VIP Products LLC, which argued that its products, including the Bad Spaniels toy, shaped like a whiskey bottle, are obvious parodies and should therefore be protected as free speech.
Boom.
Under the First Amendment. What are you booming about in there?
Saw that one coming. Boom.
Sam wants to be a Supreme Court judge. Boom!
Justice Elena Kagan, writing for the court, said that VIP's alleged infringement... It's not alleged anymore. Infringement of the Jack Daniels trademark, quote, falls within the heartland of trademark law and does not receive special First Amendment protection.
Wait, I'm very confused. What? I thought you just said that they went with the dog toy.
No. They went with Jack Daniels.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
That's why I was wondering why you were booming that.
I take my boom back.
No, they ruled in favor 9-0 in favor of Jack Daniels.
See, that doesn't make any sense, though, because I thought there had to be like a true and obvious intent to deceive the consumer.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if it involves a trademark, All you have to do is steal their idea. You don't have to. I mean, nobody was thinking that if I buy this doggy poop toy,
that it was
that it's an actual bottle of Jack Daniels and I'm going to get drunk. What the argument was you stole the design, the iconic design of our whiskey bottle, and made a dog toy out of it.
Well, I misheard, and they're wrong.
Okay. The whiskey maker describing the offending products
offending.
As poop-themed dog toys counted that there is a likelihood of confusion, meaning the product violates trademark law. Confusion, not in the sense that you're going to think that this is an actual whiskey bottle.
But that somehow Jack Daniels is sponsoring this poop toy.
That's right.
That Jack Daniels is behind a doggy poop toy.
That Jack Daniels was sponsoring, had something to do with, endorsed this poop toy. Okay?
Hashtag. They're no fun.
Say poop toy one more time.
Poop
hashtag,
toy.
Hashtag poop toy.
From the New York Post, staff at a laboratory in Arizona were exposed to deadly bacteria that cause
meliodosis?
A disease with a 50% fatality rate, according to a new medical journal report. The previously unrevealed exposure occurred in 2021 at the microbiology lab at the Mayo Clinic, Arizona, in Phoenix. The clinic staff were examining a swab sample from a 58-year-old patient. Three employees were later identified as exposed, and one was even singled out as high-risk exposure. Wow. Okay.
That's when they give you a Silkwood shower. Oh wait, no, that's radioactivity. Sorry, I'm getting my deadly toxins confused.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem whatsoever. I hope that you are on the mend.
Always good to see you. Yeah, I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna relax. Maybe watch a little baseball tonight.
The baseballses.
Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com.
I'll be in tomorrow.
Yep. In for Dana Wright today. He will be back tomorrow at 3:00. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Sam Stevie III.
We love you,
and
Sam.
And he is a reverend. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2:00. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.